Heritage Centre in support of the Greenham Common Peace Campaign. The main demonstration will be in St Peter's Square. Well, the vigil is described as for women only, and it's to coincide with the court appearance of the Greenham Common women who protested at the American base at the beginning of the year. Two of the Manchester protesters have called in the Up and About studio on their way to the vigil this morning. They're Jan Souter and Glenys Andrews. Firstly, good morning to you. Can I start off by asking you, Glenys, why you've organised this vigil in Manchester city centre itself when the women are, after all, being appearing in court down in Greenham?
Well, first of all, can I just say that I'm part of it? I don't feel that I'm organised very much, but I really do feel quite strongly about women taking part. It's the first time that I've ever done anything like this, so I feel that's quite significant, and I would like to mention that. And that
it's the first time you've been involved in any sort of protest.
Absolutely,
like this?
Yes.
So you're not a militant woman, as some people would put you. I use that term deliberately.
I'm just a woman, let's put it like that, just a woman. And all I would want to say is that I would encourage anybody who's perhaps just a woman, militant or not, to come along and join us today or tomorrow.
Well, the point I'm making is that it is the sign of your abhorrence of nuclear weapons that's made you become militant in this way. Well, turning to you, Jan, can I ask you what you hope this vigil will achieve?
I hope that lots of women and everyone in Manchester will... their notice will be drawn to the fact that we're there today and tomorrow protesting and supporting the women at Greenham who are going to be appearing in court tomorrow, and to draw attention to the fact that these women have given up their families, their jobs, to be at Greenham Common to protest against the sighting of cruise missiles.
Do you think you're winning the public opinion battle against nuclear weapons?
I think the polls show that a significant number of people in this country are opposed to cruise missiles. Not so many people are opposed to unilateral nuclear disarmament, but a very significant proportion are opposed to cruise.
Now, Glenys, this weekend we've seen all sorts of comments and statements made by government ministers, Mrs Thatcher, Michael Heseltine. Do you think the government is now beginning to fear the protest movement?
I think it's been made extremely significant, and I think, yes, I don't know that they're beginning to fear it. They're beginning certainly to take it into their consideration, which is important. And I feel that it's been given, particularly this weekend, a very high priority, which, as far as it brings it to the public eye, as long as everyone's got the chance to put both sides, as long as both sides being balanced, then that can only be good.
Well, Jan, over the weekend, Michael Heseltine, the new Defence Secretary, said that Britain had, in fact, turned down dual-key control of cruise missiles because it would cost £1 billion to implement. Now, what's your reaction to that?
Well, we plan to stop crews coming to this country in the first place. Any sorts of arrangements over dual-key control or whatever are frankly irrelevant.
But isn't that sort of a strange attitude for you to adopt? Because surely people would say you should be pleased that the government is now seeming to move its stance on nuclear weapons. There was a time when they flatly refused to discuss even that there was anything wrong with them. Now there's perhaps some shift towards taking in public opinion. Doesn't that please you at least?
Well, frankly, you said yourself, seeming to change their stance on nuclear weapons. I think that the peace movement has made a very significant impact on their policies. But the dual control issue is a very small issue, I feel.
But, Glenys, the point that Mrs Thatcher was making over the weekend, she said that unilateralists were hijacking world peace. Perhaps one of the biggest complaints that people have against the peace movement and the Greenham Common peace movement, perhaps, is that you don't put forward any credible alternative towards defence. If we did away with nuclear weapons, what are we going to do, lie down and allow the Russians to walk in here?
Well, I really feel that's a very extreme point, but basically...
It's a point of view that some people are putting forward.
Yes, I agree,
at the moment.
But all I would want for myself, I mean, I can't speak for unilateralists, the women of this world or this country even, I can only speak for myself at this one instance, is that I just don't want crews here and I don't want any form of nuclear weapons here because all they become is a target. And when you consider the damage that one can do, and that's all personally I consider, and that I find absolutely abhorrent.
Well, ladies, thank you very much indeed for joining us this morning. Your vigil begins in the St. Peter's Square in Manchester. What time does it start today?
8 o'clock.
It starts at 8 and it goes through till when?
Tomorrow at 5:30.
Tomorrow at 5:30. Now, you're welcoming ladies to come along, women to come along and join you.
Yes.
And what role can the menfolk play in the protest?
Well, we hope they'll come and bring us flasks of coffee.
I've got plenty of tea bags.
A supportive role. Thank you very much indeed, Jan Souter and Glenys Andrews, for joining us on Up and About this morning. It's coming round now to 17 minutes past 7.